Minimum, that they're very soft, would man still with them like this? Let's say you have a korum uksasa, it's made from skin, halacha is dirty on Shabbos, they said clearly, neisun oleamayim, you're allowed to put water on it to clean it off. Acha tichla, until the dirt goes away. So who is even on soft skin, it's not a bar kibasu. On Shabbos, you're allowed to wash it off on Shabbos. Gemarin says, Elam Arab, Rabba says like this, Kol kibus, the less like kiskus, loish me kibus. And I tell you, by skin, if the kibus is only if you rub it, you have to like rub the two sides of the skin together. That's called the maisa kibus. This would be also on Shabbos. But just to pour water over the skin on Shabbos, that's not called the kibus. That's not so. Even on soft skin, if you do not make a kiskus, if you do not rub it together, there'll be no risk, that's not called kibus. So it says, and for all the Yom Rav Chibarash, after Chibarash, he said, Zimnin Sagin Heber Kim Nekai Midarav, I was once walking in front of Rav on Shabbos, V'shachshichili Misanoi B'mayim, and my like shoes went through water. So it's mashma shich shuchin, you just like push your shoes through the water. But kibbutz is also. That's like we're saying now. If you don't rub the skin together, there's no risk of kibbutz. Kibbutz is only if you rub it together, rub one against the other. But just time to put your shoes through the water, that would be mutter. So the Gemara says, let's see. Ibarakin, if we're talking about soft skin, or could you reoccur, this goes according to everybody, that by soft skin, there'd be no issa unless you really rub it together. Ibikashin, but it's talking about the hard skin, so then it's mashmo, the hard skin, even by either is a kibbutz, or kacherim, and achlam, that goes according to kacherim, as kacherim say, there is an issa kibbutz by even hard skin, and achlami, by rubbing it together. Shreddi Gemari Yochi is so begin nami, even by begin and Shabbos also. If you're telling me now there's the story that kibbutz is only if you rub it together, but just soaking it in water, putting it in the water is no issa kibbutz, it's even on clothing also. How can we have before, if you have dirt on your clothing, you're not allowed to just pour water over it. Only on skin you're allowed to pour water, but on the begin not, the question is why not? If the issa kibbutz is only by scrubbing it, so why should there be an issa even on the begin? So more said than achnaim, the yisoid is beged, shriyosai zui kibusai, that by beged, by soft clothing, just soaking it, putting it into water, that is a kibus, and achnami. By skin, that's harder, even soft skin. There, the is a kibus is only by rubbing it. Just putting it into water, pouring water over it, is mutter on Shabbos. But a beged, soft clothing, that everybody agrees. That shriyosa, just soaking it, pouring water over it, that's also midiraisa. Is there kibusay? The frat for sure, if it's dirty. If it's dirty and you're pouring the water over to clean it, everybody agrees that would be yosa. Mara says, Rova litaime. Where parentheses here. The Yama Rova says, Zorat suda lamayim chayiv on Shabbos. If you throw a piece of cloth into water, you chayiv. There's nisa kibus on this on Shabbos. Even though you don't rub it. Just throwing it into water is an issa kibbutz. Zarak tishtun lamayim. If you throw a seed of flax, into water on Shabbos, also chayiv, we'll soon see what the chayiv is. So it says, bishleima sudar of a kibbutz. Bishleima, I understand, if you throw the cloth into water, there's an issa d'iraisa on Shabbos, mishum kibbutz. Elazera tishtun, my timer, what's wrong with throwing a seed of flax? What's wrong with throwing a seed of flax into the water on Shabbos? Vechita, maybe you want to tell me, Mishum de Mekadeach, why she says, Sameach b'mayim, and because it's growing, it starts to grow in the water, and that's called like Zeriah, like planting, for the Moriachi, so, Chita the Sarinami, why does it only say a flax seed, even by wheat and barley should also be the same way? So Moriachi says, Nami, but the answer is, Hanech Islu Riri. These things have riri. So Rashi learns, Zera pishtin b'mayim, if you put the flaxseed into water, nafig riri minei, like some type of riri, like juice comes out of it, or medafki adod, and it sticks together. And that's like an isser of lash. You're making things stick together on Shabbos. For the Gemara Yochi, so shlochim nami. Hu adin, if you put in water shlochim, Rashi says, shlochim means skin that wasn't worked over yet. If you put it into water also, some juice comes out of it and it sticks together. So even shlochim also, raw pieces of skin, should also be also on Shabbos to throw it into the water. So my answer is, Hosom covered lisha. The answer is, not just some that juice is coming out of the pishtin, but the type of juice that comes out of it that sticks together, clots together. So it looks like lisha. It looks like you're making the pieces come together. So only a zera pishtin is also to throw it into the water on Shabbos. While shaking the shlochim, these pieces of skin, even though some juice comes out of it, but there is no issa. Now the Gemara says, Dorash Rovo. Rovo made a drasha and said, Mutel lechabes manu b'shabbos. You're allowed to wash your shoe on Shabbos. Omer le'ra popular Rovo. I have Omer v'chiv Rashi. Zimnes again have a kim nekayim adirav. V'shachshichili mesane v'maya. And his shoes went through the water on Shabbos. So it's mashmo shich shachin. Just to put the shoe through the water is mutter. Avo kibus loy. But to really wash it, which would mean to scrub it, to rub it together, that would be awesome. So what says true? Hada uki rav amarulei. Later rav put amarayim here. The darshan said like this. That vorm shemati lefnechem. The words that I said to you, you know, so you say, beyond it's a mistake. And rather, it should be Baram Kach Omru. This is the way it should be said over. That Shich Shuch Mutter, if you have skin on Shabbos, just to put it through the water, that's Mutter. But Kibbutz Asa, Enoch Nami, on skin, if you make a real kibbutz, if you'd rub it together, that would be Nisad Yeraisa. We hold on skin, it's also Shach Kibbutz. Just pouring water over it, or putting it through the water, that's Mutter. That's still a difference between skin and a beged. A regular beged, just putting it through the water, is also. But over here, it's mutter. Now it says in the Mishnah, HaKibbutz B'Mokam Kodush. Anytime the dam of the chatas goes on a beged, you have to wash off the mokam of the dam, but it has to be done B'Mokam Kodush. It has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash itself. So Minoah and Emil, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbanim, one of this, the Pasuk says, TeChabes B'Mokam Kodush. So clearly, that the kibbutz, the washing off of the dam of the chatas, has to be done by Mokum Kodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Shviras Kli Cheres Minayim, how do we know this also has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash? Again, when you cook up Kodshim and the Kli Cheres, so after the Parash of Kibbutz, then it says you should break the Kli Cheres. How do we know this also? The Mor says, Tamlam, the Potek says, O Kli Cheres Ashet Vushaboy Yishover. So Mashma, right after this washing the clothing in the Mokum Kodesh, it also says if you cook up kachim in the kli cheres, you have to break it. Vayta mariku shtifel b'kli necheshes minayim. How do we know that if you cook up the kachim in a metal kli, then the way you make it kosher is you have to make a special mariku shtifel. You have to wash it out well first. Tam lev, the pasuk says v'yim b'kli necheshes b'shola olmarik v'shut of amayim. The kli pasuk that says you have the special mitzvah to wash it out nicely. In other words, here, Marika Shtif for the Chiddush is, even after you make a Hechsher, even after you kasher it, still you have to soak it in cold water. So that's a special posik that says it. And Mokum Kodesh goes back to all three of them. Then the Mishnah says, Zechomer b'chatis, there's a special chumra by chatis, that the dam chatis that goes on the beged is throwing kibbutz. So the moment the question, the su leka, is there nothing special about the dam of the korban chatis, the korban chatis, that if you take the blood of the Korban Chatis and bring it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it becomes psul, a special psul by Korban Chatis. Gemara says, Bechatis Hachitzayno, that Gitzah should be, Domo Lefnim Bechatis Hachitzayno, Shem Nichnas Domo Lefnayim Lefnim Sula. So Lechura is a special chumer here by the Dama the Chatis, we bring it Lefnim, it becomes psul. Chakama Mishnah only says Kibbutz. There are other things also. So the Gemara hints is, I'll tell you how Mishnah Krebi Kiva, how Mishnah Krebi Kiva. The Yom that he says, Kol Dom Shenich Nesula Heichol Lechapet Sula. It's not only the Dam of the Korban Chatis. Any Dam of any Korban, if you bring the Dam into the Heichol for the purpose of Lechapim, it also becomes Tofel. So Chomoyas again, became mechap and chayv krisis. That the Mishnah should have said that the chum of chatis says mechap and chayv krisis over other kabonis. So when it says the chatis of shmiyas hakol, no, by the chatis of a shmiyas hakol, there's no chayv krisis there. See, the chatis is not mechap and chayv krisis. Right, the more is. Ah, is the chum of every chatis, even the chatis of a shmiyas hakol, that she came toin abba matonis, that you have to make like four zrikis. Smur says Krevi Shmuel, Tioma, Kol Dom and Tun and Dalamatonis, Adala Kronis, that our Mishnah goes like Krevi Shmuel, there's not only a Korban Chatis that needs Dalad Zrikas in all four corners, but Kol Dom he yields. So, Slav Dalkov and Chatis, any Kurdish Kadoshim, but Noel according to him would also need four separate Zrikas. Therefore, the only Chumr of the Chatis is that it's Dam is throwing Kibbus. For the moment of time, let's say according to your kasha, according to what you're asking though, Yika Karen, or Yika Etzpa, have others there are special halachas about a korban chatis that has to be mamash on the Karen that has to be, and other ones are don lamata from the chutz asikro, either the Etzpa, the Karen has to put his finger into it, or Yika Chud that has to be mamash at the point, the Ela, that the answer is, our Mishnah is, Chad mitreit los chumri nokit, and the Chanami, about it, there are a few chumis that a korban chatis has, or the other korbanos. But the Mishnah only means to say one of them. The Mishnah is only saying one of the three. One of the three is this chumra that the dam of a korban chatis that goes on a beged, it's torn kibbutz. You have to wash off the mokum of dam. Now the Mishnah says beged sheyotza chutz lekloyim. Let's say you have a beged. So Rashi says it means that dam of a chatis went on it. And there's a mitzvah to wash it off. And now you took the old beged outside the Azara. And the mitzvah of kibbutz is inside the Azara. So what do you do now? Senechnami. It says clearly, the Mishnah nichnas, you have to bring the whole beged back inside again. Or mechas to the makom kodesh. You have to wash it off in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be nitma chutz lekloyim? When you took this beged outside the Beis HaMikdash, it became tamei. So now, you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. But still there's a mitzvah to wash off the dam in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do? The Mishnah says, Kareya, you rip the beged, nechnas, bring it in, umechapsa the makom kodesh, and you can wash it inside. So Rashi says, Kareya means you rip the beged, v'toye mituma, the tumah goes off it, and therefore you let her bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash and wash it there. By ripping the beged, you take off the tumah of the beged. And we'll see, you have to rip it berubai. If you rip most of it, that takes off the tumah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kli cheres? Let's see, cooked up kachim in the kli cheres. So you have before, it's a mitzvah to break it, the makom kodesh. She yotza chutz lekloyim, you took the kli cheres, you're the kli outside the Beis HaMikdash. The locher is nichnas v'shoivrayim. You have to bring it back in again and break it, the makom kodesh. What's going to be when you took it outside, nitma, the kli cheres became tamei, and now you have a mitzvah to break it, but you can't bring it in? So locher is, they nit mechutz lekloyim, became tamei outside. So the answer is, you have to make a hole to be mitayev this kli cheres, break a hole in it, and then benichtas, bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, for shabbat v'makom kodesh. And then you can break it in the Beis HaMikdash. So this first halach of meikvoy means make a hole through it. There's a shear of a sheris cotton that we'll see, that's a shear from mitayev the beged. And then you bring it in and you break it in the makom kodesh. What's going to be clean the chayshis? After you cooked up kodesh from the kli cheres and you went outside, so then is nichnas, bring it back in again. Or mokoy v'shoytvayin, kasher it and then wash it out for makom kodesh. What's going to be nitma chutz lekloyim? Let's say the kli cheres became tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. So locher is poichsoy means make a big hole. And the metal kli is not enough a small hole like a kli cheres. Here it says, so you have to make a bigger hole. By making a bigger hole in the kli, that's the way you mitire the kli. And then after the kli is tore, the nichnas, bring it back into Beis HaMikdash, or mokar v'shart of mokam kodesh, be able to kasher it and wash it out in the Beis HaMikdash. Alright, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara asks, Maskiv lo Ravina. Ravina asks the question, Kareya beged, Kareya, what are you saying? If the Begid was outside, it went outside, and it became Tomei, and it has a Damachatis on it, so Lechuri, you have a mitzvah to bring it in and wash it, but if Tomei can't bring it in, the answer is to rip the Begid. If you rip the Begid, that takes off the Tumah, but then you can bring it back in again, and there you wash it off. So Maria, Begid on the Rachmana, the high, the Lav Begidu, and the Chura Torah gives a mitzvah to wash off a Begid, and the Chura here, once you broke it, you ripped it, it's not called a beggar anymore. There should be no more mitzvah to wash it off. Kumarin says no to Mishaya Bo Kidei Maforis, that you still left over part to make an apron out of it. And Rashi says, you take a ripped it straight across, rode with it. You went straight across, rode with the beggar. Therefore, the beggar becomes tall. But you didn't rip it completely. The leftover piece is still wide enough to make an apron out of it. Therefore, it's still called a beggar because you could sew it back together again. So Begid it's called, therefore there's still a mitzvah to wash it for Makom Kodesh. So the Gemara Eini is not that way. V'omer Rafuna, lo yishonu ve'lo shlo yishayi bo k'dei maforos. Avo yishayi bo k'dei maforos, chibur hevi, it's still called the chibur. So Rashi says, this is the Gemara in Chulin, that when do we set a talis, the tumah goes off it, when you start to rip it, only if you do not leave over k'dei maforos. But if you left over Kedei Maforos, this much of a shear, the tumah does not go off it. So how could you tell me now, Mishnah, that you have to rip the Begid to take the tumah off? That you left over a shear Kedei Maforos, and that's what's so called the Begid, Vilchus Kibbutz. If so, we learned the Gemara over Reitif and Chulim, that still remains Tov Tomei also. Then Omer Rafuna, Loishonu, when does the Begid become tall? El Eshloi Shaibo Kedei Maforos. Avo Shaibo Kedei Maforos, Chibu Hevei. It's called the chibum. That's still tamei. So it doesn't help you. You can't get the tumor off unless you break it to be a beggar. Then there should be no more mitzvah chibum. So my instructor tell you,